business.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Juravicious with you as well here. The kids still to come, 2:30. We'll hear from the head coach of Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, as well. That comes up at 2 o'clock here. Vote for your favorite Cleveland Browns players of the 2015 Pro Bowl in Arizona by visiting clevelandbrowns.com. Vote now, vote often. We bark together. The kid already in studio stirring up controversy. He's excited, so he's got to have a lot of strong things to say. I think he does not like the way that we have been speaking about Andrew Luck and the Colts. That's for darn sure. He's going to let you know at 2:30 in the Friday forecast, which
Bring
is
it.
Now sponsored, by the way, the kid, due to your unbelievable prowess. You have brought dollars in this organization. As Selective Insurance has taken over sponsorship of the Friday forecast. So now it's the kid on the Friday forecast brought to you by Selective Insurance. I think it's apropos that an insurance company would sponsor your segment, the kid, because it could get crazy. Let's go back to the phone lines right now, 216-578-0850. Reggie in Youngstown. Our man, Reggie, you're getting a shout-out from Stan in Brooklyn, but we didn't.
He shouts everybody out, though.
Yeah. Matt Wilhelm's dad joined the WAC Pack today. It's a big day, Reggie.
All right there, guys. That's for sure. Hey, you know what, Matt? I'm really happy, man. I always said I wanted that you and Joe both were on the same show. I like that offense, defense type of thing that both of y'all have.
And I'm
you know,
special
I like
teams.
That to be on the show, man.
Sure,
gives perspective of both sides of the ball, you know.
You got really it, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Lot.
Thank you.
And, hey, the other thing I want to say, guys, I know that game is over with, last week's game and stuff like that. I feel good about the Browns. I think they're definitely going to win the game. I really don't have no problem thinking that they won't.
All right, what's
the
score?
It may not be real easy,
and how many,
I just feel good.
How many yards for your son, Brian Hoyer?
You know what, Matt? It's hard for me to say, man. I never really say, you know how I feel. Just win, baby. You know how I am about
that. All right,
that
if you,
right
do you want a chance That's to win all. The Ataba Rubin autographed mini helmet? You got to give us a number for Brian Hoyer's yards if you want to be in there, if you want to be
You know what, Matt? I got so much Cleveland Browns clothes you would and stuff you wouldn't even believe. I could have a store, man. I'm not telling you no lie, man. I love my Cleveland Browns. So I ain't worried too much about that. That's a good thing y'all got, you know, for everybody's going for the contests and stuff. But what I wanted to say right quick was last week's game, man, what, believe it or not, what I really was disappointed and upset about was not so much the players in general, but the coach, man. Because the team, I don't know if you guys, I didn't hear any of you guys say anything about it. Maybe you've seen it. Maybe you didn't. From the beginning of the game last week, the team was flat, man. They were flat.
I don't know. I don't think I agree with that. They shut the Buffalo Bills out in the first half. Defensively, they played phenomenal. 2 of 15 on third downs, 2 turnovers. One of the turnovers in the first half in the end zone, Jim Leonard. The second at the very beginning of the second half, Joe Hayden.
The blocked field goal.
I thought the defense played very well. I don't think the defense was flat. I think the offense was bad.
I don't know, Matt. I think what more could the defense have done?
Are you talking about the coaching staff, Reg? Are you talking about the coaching staff?
He said he felt like the team was flat.
I think that coach, I like Coach Pettine a lot. I think he's a good coach. But I think, man, I put it more on him because I feel it's a head coach's job to really get the cats into it. I watch games that they have played, Matt and Joe, that they have played and they've been successful. And you can see the enthusiasm and stuff. That game last week, man, for me, this is just for what Red's saying, for me, it was really flat, man. And I really just didn't enjoy it that much, man.
And you know what really is, didn't. And Joe, just I know in my experience at Ralph Wilson Stadium is it's an odd environment because it's very similar to a small college stadium in the middle of nowhere. You know, the fans, you know, of course, we're excited to be back home. But, yes, they are, I mean, five yards from the football field. So very similar to Iowa, very similar to Wisconsin, lot of college atmospheres.
Like even like the Redskins. I think when you play in a ballpark that's near the big city, you can see the big city, the vibes there and all
Correct.
That. But when you have to take these back roads to get to the – it's like New England.
Yes.
New England's got that same vibe. But, you know, it's interesting. When you talk about getting a team up for a game for a head coach, you know, I would laugh if I saw, you know, Tom Coughlin start to try to get some guys wound up. He's so old, he'd pull a double hamstring. You know, I mean, it's one of those deals where I think you've got to do a you know, a head coach can only do so much. You know, when you yell at somebody or maybe during the halftime break, you can kind of get in there and give a rah-rah speech. But I thought – I agree with Nathan. I think the Bills – I mean, the Browns did a hell of a job on the Bills in the first half there. So I don't know what you would – I don't know how you get a team – excited.
I have the privilege of being on the sideline during these games.
And you look good. And you look good too. I always check your suits.
Thank you,
stuff.
Man. Thank you. I appreciate it. You see this week the velvet? What? I had a velvet blazer on this week. Never
saw the shovel in velvet? Your hand too.
Velour.
And it was velvet. This is velvet. Anyhow, there have been games. Jacksonville, I felt that the Browns were flat in that game. This game in Buffalo, they were not flat. This game in Buffalo meant something to Mike Pettine. It was his return
yes,
there.
Did.
It meant something to Jim O'Neill. It meant something to Jim Leonard, who had played there recently. It meant a lot to this team. And I will tell you, Mike Pettine on the sidelines is not an emotional guy at all. When Joe Hayden blocked that field goal, and I don't know if they captured this on camera. I'm guessing not. He let out a scream on the sideline, Mike Pettine, and pumped his fist like I have never seen before.
You know why? The guy's a young guy. He's got the energy, but, I mean, you have to have
he has
composure.
Good demeanor.
You've
yes.
Got to be, you've got to have some composure as a head coach. You can't go out there and get wound up. You know, I remember, I've been fortunate to play for a guy like John Gruden, who I love dearly. You know, and John was a guy that would get really, really excited. He'd pump his fist.
Can you do a good John Gruden?
I can probably make a face. I just text with him the other day. But, you know, he would say some things that were really funny, and he had a really special way of motivating you. But when you watch Coach Pettine, you could tell that this guy loves his team.
Oh, yeah.
His demeanor, I mean, he's solid like a rock, and he does – you're right. When you block a kick – you make a field goal in Atlanta to win the game. You do all those things. Then you see kind of that he lets it go. And it seems like it builds up in him for so long. But he's got to have composure because he's the head coach.
And he does, yeah. They were not flat. I think that was a game. I even said last week I felt better about this particular matchup than I felt about the Buffalo matchup because the Buffalo Bills' physical front four was able to control us offensively. The Colts aren't going to be able to do that. In this one, if the D can play like it's been playing and limit their scoring, you've got an opportunity. Now, we know that they've lost three times on the road. They haven't given up less than 24 points on the road yet, has this Colts defense. So the Browns will have an opportunity to score. The three quarterbacks they've lost to, Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Brian Hoyer is going to need to really elevate his game to be able to take them down. Let's go to Al in Mansfield now. Al, welcome to CBD.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I think the group that needs to play better and hopefully dominate the game is the offensive line.
Correct.
We can run the ball, set up the play action, and keep that opposing quarterback on the bench.
That's right. I think you're right. Who wins this game, Al?
I never pick against the Browns, so I'm going to say Browns 28. The Colts 27 with the Crow going 12 yards up the middle with 7 seconds left in the game.
Ah, yes. And how many passing yards for Brian Hoyer?
I'm going to say he's going to start spreading it around, maybe not concentrate quite so much on Josh Gordon, and I'm going to give him 321.
321 yards. So you think Brian Hoyer comes out, has a nice game, leading the Browns to a huge victory over the Indianapolis Colts. Mike in Youngstown. Youngstown, a hot spot for us today. Mike, call your shot. Browns-Colts this Sunday at First Energy Stadium.
Well, I like to call my shots, but if I could say something real quick.
Of course you may.
I know Reggie very well.
Reg!
We're both getting up in age there a little bit, and I think he lost his mind. I mean, Reggie, you got to go out and look at the window because your mind's out there. They the Browns. The mistakes hurt us, and just their physicality or our physicality on the offensive line. Our defense, if they play that well this game, and my keys would be this. We've got to have the running game step up.
Yep.
And the offensive line play their normal game. I know we got injuries, but that play fake is going to be so important for us. And, you know, if we get Cameron and all those guys back – you know, we can score with them. I know we have them, but you got to look at the whole picture, which you guys do. I mean, and the last thing before I make my pick is this. We're making this like a do or die. We have to win. Well, a bunch of us were Browns fans, and we went and we pulled up all of the contending wild card teams. And
yep.
A lot of those guys got – there's a lot of teams with a lot of tough schedules. I mean – we want to win this game, and we need to, but it's not the end of the world.
It's more important if you had to have one of the two. It's more important to beat Cincinnati and get the Division I, but this is an important game for the Browns.
Right.
Only 3.5-point underdogs, which I thought was interesting, given that the perception is that the Browns are going to get boat raced here, at least that you get a lot of the feel of that. I don't think that's going to happen, but we will see. We'll make our predictions later in the show. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, headed your way. We'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, from the Mike Pettine Show last night. We will also have the kid in for a little Friday forecast at 2:30, brought to you by Selective Insurance. All that and more, plus your calls, 216-578-0850. Call your shots here on CBD.